May you be strong enough to be gentle. This is a profound statement that I'm so excited to dive into because it's not about dominance. It's not about strength. It's not about any of that type of stuff. It's about honestly stepping into who you are as a person. And it's about overcoming a lot of obstacles, but also still finding the time to be kind and nurturing and loving. Hi, guys. Welcome back to All the People podcast. If you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here. I'm so excited for this episode. This is something that I really worked hard on trying to put together. So let's dive into it. Okay, for this episode, y'all, I am 1000% going to have my laptop out. There's so many notes that I took, and I really just wanted to have it right here in my lap. When I talk about being strong enough to be gentle, it truly is a profound statement that speaks to the balance between strength and compassion. You can be strong and you can still be compassionate. You don't always have to be an asshole. You don't always have to be rude. You don't always have to be passive. You don't always have to be anything. And I feel like for me specifically as a Black woman, I oftentimes, and I know so many of us do, we struggle with trying to find that balance because that balance really and truly does not exist for us. Like when we talk about having a soft girl life, it's a real thing. Like it's not just a statement. Like when I see it on TikTok, people, soft girl life, this. No, like this actually probably needs to become a religious practice at this point because there is something that is lacking and missing. And what I want to say is that when you are strong enough to be gentle, it suggests that true strength is not about dominance. It's not about being aggressive. It's not about force. It's about having the confidence. It's about having the resilience. And it's about having the security to approach life and others with kindness, patience, and understanding. I've had so many awful things that have happened to me in the course of my life. And a lot of us have had a lot of awful shit that have happened to us and friendship breakups, just people, things like that, family. And so a lot of us kind of move throughout life hardening our heart with the belief that we can't trust anyone because we've been hurt by them. This is all about learning how to approach life, not with that hurt, but kind of taking it as a lesson and learning that this doesn't have to define who I am. This doesn't have to define my reality. And most importantly, I can still learn how to be kind, patient, and understanding despite being hurt by them. But most importantly, despite the simple fact that I might actually be a little bit angry at myself for not having the tenacity and not recognizing the signs and not seeing that this was putting me down in this way. True strength is not about dominance, and it's not about aggression or force. It's not about any of that. I want to break it down into a couple of different points that I've made, and the number one thing I want to talk about is inner strength as the foundation. I love the conversation about inner strength. I love the conversation centered around therapy. I love the conversation centered around self-development and self-growth because your mind is the most important thing you can ever have. And we do not highlight, discuss, or talk about it enough. You are nothing if you don't know how to think clearly, rationally. And you are so easy to manipulate if you get upset by anything and everything that someone says about you. An angry spirit is one that is easy to manipulate because you're constantly reacting to shit all the time. You have no sense of self-control. You have no sense of ideology. You don't even know when someone's pulling strings on you. So if you are easy to get angry and upset, you are very easy to control. Now, every fight is your fight. And even sometimes when it is your fight, the best thing you can do is to walk away and remove yourself. Inner strength as a foundation. When you are a truly strong person, mentally, emotionally, and physically, you do not need to prove it through intimidation or harshness. Instead, you can afford to be gentle because your strength is rooted in self-assurance, not in overpowering others. The bullying, the cyberbullying, the coming together to bring someone else down. That's all insecurity, if I'm being 100% with you. When someone tries to weigh you down or bring you down, I know there's this quote that says, when they go low, I go lower. But honestly, when Michelle Obama said, when they go low, I go high, you really have to, because you're not a weak-minded individual. And we don't fall into intimidation, and we don't fall down that rabbit hole, and we aren't mean, and we aren't going to be aggressive. But a lot of us think that our inner strength lies into punching through walls and lies into constantly having to rally up and constantly having to fight and constantly having to argue or constantly having to, and my favorite word that my friend Cameron says to me is like having to thug it out. And basically what that means is like, you're just going to have to deal with like the harsh reality and the harshness of other people and the harshness of your world to just get through it. And that's not really mental strength. What that's doing is actually bringing you down mentally. You can afford to be gentle if you do the inner work. And a lot of the things that come with the inner work is also going to come with the fact that you might have to spend a lot of alone time. Your strength should be rooted in self-assurance, not in overpowering others. I think sometimes a lot of, in particular in my life, I have witnessed and noticed, even like in my family upbringing, even like with bullies, and I'm sure a lot of you have as well, is that a lot of times people find allegiance and alliance in community. And a lot of times it could be a community of people that actually don't like you or hate you, and they're bonded by you. If you remove yourself, then there's nothing for them to bond over anymore because you're no longer there. Like, they don't have anything to bond over when you're no longer there. We see it in cultures, we see it in religions, we see it in family dynamics where we can feel the blow when we're not connected with our families. We can feel the blow when we're not connected with our sisters, our brothers. Human beings, we are built around connections. We need one and another. And sometimes that sense of gentleness isn't always given to us, because a lot of us do have to stand on our own. You know, I never get upset at a woman who is angry or aggressive, as society would say. I oftentimes meet women who are, you know, aggressive and hard, and like the property manager of my building, like, she is a tough lady, and like, we start off rocky, and I love her now because I recognize that she has to be hard because she's had a hard life. And a lot of us have had a hard life, and we think the only way to get through this life is to make sure that we have our RBF on, or we have to make sure that we are okay all the time, or we have to make sure that we can't take anybody's shit. Even when they're not giving us shit, we just have to let them know that I'm not the one to fuck with. And that can be kind of exhausting. And strength means having self-control. When you move throughout life being harsh, intimidating others, you are out of control. You have no control over your thoughts. You have no control over your mentality. You have no control over your feelings. You have no self-control. You are actually out of control. You are actually incredibly easy to manipulate. Like, if someone can bring you out of character, you're easy to manipulate, and they're doing exactly that. Now, sometimes people will go to extreme measures to make you really have to react to them, especially when you're dealing with a narcissist and you do the Great Rock Method where you give them nothing to work with. But your ability to remain calm even in difficult situation, it's so classy. Like, just learn how to be calm in situations where people are acting crazy as hell. It's only going to drive them up the wall. It's only going to make them more upset. But like, your inner strength as your foundation is not about being harsh and being rash and being rude. Like, the ability to remain calm, it's going to do so much for you with your inner peace. I know there's a blurred line between like, am I remaining calm, or am I just allowing someone to bring me down? Like, am I remaining calm, or am I just biting my tongue? Am I remaining calm, or am I just holding it in? When you learn how to remain calm, you start realizing none of this stuff actually sticks to me. Like, I've gotten to this point in my life where I'm starting to realize like, anybody's reactions to me have nothing to do with me, especially if I know for certain I haven't done anything wrong. People will react. And the moment that you stop taking on the responsibilities and stop taking on the projection, you're going to be so much happier. It is important to be strong enough to be gentle. And to be gentle is having inner strength. I'm really excited about this topic, because like, I feel like we don't talk enough about the strength in walking away and the strength of just no longer allowing it to taint us and the strength of just acknowledging that this doesn't have to affect me. This doesn't have to bother me. This is not my problem. I am that bitch. Like, I am that girl, and I will not be wounded by what someone else has to say about me because I know who I am. Your inner strength lies in knowing who you are. When you get upset, you're easy to manipulate. I hate to say it. Like, there are some things you should 1000% should be valid to get upset about. Like, if I'm in a relationship with my husband and he does something that upsets me, I'm 100% valid to be upset. That is my life partner. What he does will affect me because this is my life partner. So it is important for me to tell you how I feel. If you have children, if you're a mother, it's important for you to express how you feel. But when it comes to all these outside people, there's no point. Why would you wear yourself out? Number two, being gentle is a form of power, and it's such a sexy form of power. Gentleness is often mistaken for weakness. And I love when a narcissist gets confused, because a narcissist oftentimes go after weak-minded individuals who are vulnerable, and they like being friends with kind and friendly girls, but the moment that they realize they can't get over, that's when they lose their minds. Gentleness is often mistaken for kindness, but it actually requires great strength to be kind in the face of adversity. Have you ever heard that quote that's like, do you know how much self-hatred or how much shit I had to go through to remain so calm and to remain so kind? That's genuinely how I feel about being gentle. When you have gone through so many storms, quiet ones, painful ones, lonely ones, isolated ones, ones when you've been iced out, just all of these storms that come with life, it is there's so much like self-discovery. There's so much just self-longing, just so much sense of self, so much sense of understanding. When you go through stuff and you take the time to actually reflect, you come out of it stronger and you don't react to shit in the same way that you usually would. We have to stop mistaking gentleness as a weakness. Just because I'm gentle does not make me weak. Just because I'm quiet does not make me weak. Just because I don't react to you screaming and bitching does not make me weak. It actually makes me incredibly strong because, again, I'm not easy to manipulate. Being gentle gives you compassion in a world that feels harsh, and it's easy to react with anger or be defensive. But choosing to be gentle, even when challenged, shows true mastery over oneself. Imagine just being a master of emotion and like just knowing and just honestly being able to connect the dots. Like, I can connect when someone is trying to gaslight me. I can connect when someone doesn't want to take any accountability. And it's almost like a sixth sense now. Like, I just kind of already know who I'm dealing with, and it feels really good to be in that place because you stop taking shit so personal, because it really has nothing to do with you. Them being harsh and them putting you down and them giving you a hard time has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with the fact that their life is in shambles and they live a shitty life. They've probably had a shitty upbringing. They probably feel shitty about themselves. So it just feels so good for them to come and be harsh on and with you. You can either kill them with kindness or you can give them nothing to work with. Either or. Because what you're doing is you're not allowing them to manipulate you by saying something mean to you to cause a reaction. And if you're someone that's over here being mean and causing reaction, then this probably isn't the podcast for you, because we can't be sitting up here bullying people and being aggressive. Like, it's a no. Number three, applying this to life and leadership, like, a strong leader doesn't need to be an authoritarian. They inspire through respect, empathy, and wisdom. In relationships in particular, being gentle doesn't mean being passive. It means approaching conflict with understanding rather than aggression. In my relationship, like, when I'm telling my husband, like, I'm really bothered by something, or if he's telling me he's really bothered by something, like, I can't even recall the last time me and my husband have just like screamed at each other. I think maybe I screamed at him. I screamed at him a lot, like probably our first 2-3 years. We've been together for 8 years now, a long time. But our home is so quiet. Like whenever we're expressing ourselves, we fully realize that like I love him and he loves me. And I must protect that. And what we're trying to target is the problem, not attack each other, because he understands the things that trigger me. I understand the things that trigger him. Last year, I had to have a very hard conversation with one of my bestest friends in the entire world. And it was so hard for me because I had to openly tell her how I felt about something. And my fear has always been, if I tell people how I actually feel, they may leave me, or they may not want to be around me, or they may love me less. So I had to have a conversation with my best friend. I told her about something that was really bothering me. And whenever I'm bothered by something, my trait is like I just avoid, because I really don't like being in arguments or cahoots with people I love and care about. If I don't fuck with you, I'm just going to remove myself. There's no ifs, ands, and buts. But if I really love you, my thing is like to delay, because I'm still trying to process how to express how I'm feeling. And I don't want you to get upset, because anytime I've ever expressed how I was feeling, there was always like this intimidation that happened. And I've always been taught to lead with anger. Like, I used to be such an angry kid. I've talked about this so many different times, but when I had a conversation with my best friend about it, like her response to me was so gentle, and there was so much understanding. She was sharing things with me that I didn't know. I was sharing things with her that she didn't know. And I just felt like she showed me what leadership actually looked like. And my best friend is such a gentle person, but she is the most kindest, like most loving person I've ever encountered in my life. To be surrounded around people that are gentle and give you grace, I can't explain the feeling. It is so healing. If you are around people that are angry and chaotic all the time, you have to let them go. Like, I remember there was a point in my life where I had friends that were always asking for money, or they were always getting into fights at clubs and stuff. And like, I just always thought, man, they have really bad luck. But then when I removed myself and I started realizing, like, this is actually not normal. Like, my friends now, like, they're just so healed and they're just so loving. And we don't come across situations that are problematic and crazy. I might honestly be the most dramatic friend, honestly, especially with me doing social media and stuff. But it is very refreshing to be around people that are so mentally strong that they're able to apply it to life, apply it to friendships. There's so much gentleness when it comes to being understanding, and we have to stop mistaking it for weakness. Gentleness as a form of power is choosing to be gentle even when challenged. The third one is like learning how to apply these steps to life. In personal growth, strength allows you to be gentle with yourself, to forgive your mistakes, and to move forward with grace rather than self-criticism. I think a lot of times, especially like I've witnessed, is like sometimes people will try to, when you grow, sometimes people try to hold you accountable for like a past version of yourself. And I've recognized and felt that so many different times since I've started like doing like social media. Like, people will try to hold me accountable for shit that happened 10 years ago. Like, it's crazy, y'all. Like, I'm so for real, because they have this version of yourself, of who you are in their head. And like, if someone is still holding on to a past version of yourself and can't keep up with who you are now, then it's best that you let them go, because you are constantly going to be dealing with someone that actually doesn't like you. And if someone is actually trying to change who you are, it means that they don't like you as a person. I don't think you should be surrounding yourself around people who don't enjoy you as a person. But most importantly, you shouldn't be around people where you have to be aggressive. And I meet so many people that are so tired of being angry. Like, I remember I was so tired of being angry. Like, I would cry because I hated being reactive. Like, I used to hate getting into disagreements with my family. I hated it so much because it drains you. It pulls the energy out of you. I don't want to be around people where I have to be so tense and aggressive. It's lonely. It's debilitating. That's not who I want. Like, may you be gentle as you move through life. The paradox of strength and greatness is like most powerful people in the world that you will ever learn about and see, whether it's warriors, whether it's leaders, or whether it's mentors, often embody strength and gentleness. A lioness is someone that is fierce in protecting her cubs, but carries them in her mouth with the softest touch. Someone that is really good at doing martial art can deliver a powerful strike, but also knows when to restrain. Like, they're not going to go around like just punching people and knocking people out. It's just a skill. A lot of boxers are, their hands are literally seen as weapons in the United States. So they know that they can fight on the ring, but off the ring, they are calm, cool, collected. You have to learn how to restrain yourself and save your strength for moments to be compassionate, for moments to be kind. You don't need to be around people that bring you out of character. In essence, being strong enough to be gentle is about possessing the courage to be so kind and understanding, not nice, to be kind in a world that often values toughness, proving that true strength is found not in force, but in the ability to choose gentleness when it matters most. Being strong enough to be gentle, I'm going to repeat that last point, is about possessing the courage to be kind in a world that often values toughness. Bullying, it's about proving that true strength is not found in force, but in the ability to choose gentleness when it matters most. I've never understood why people do the things that they do, and I've never understood why it's always been important to bring other people down. And maybe the reason why people feel the need to bring other people down is because they have not been allowed or given the luxury to be gentle. Or also, it could just honestly be jealousy. That soft girl life, soft girl era is not just about going to fucking Pilates. It's not about just going to Pilates and working out and being cute and all that stuff. Like, I'm so tired. We have to deconstruct what soft girl actually means. Soft girl is about being gentle. And I feel like that is something, a testament that so many Black women should hone and lean into, is a simple fact that you deserve to be soft, and that softness does not include intimidation. It's about learning to walk away from situations that don't serve you. It's about learning to say no. It's not about just being a fucking Pilates princess that works out. Like, I'm so over that. Like, I'm so over like the aesthetic and this and this and this and this and this. The aesthetic is really getting your mind right. That's where the aesthetic is. The aesthetic is making sure your mental health is in priority. The aesthetic is making sure that you're good. There is no aesthetic in being a cruel, evil, mean bitch. Like, there's just not. I hope that gentleness finds you. May you be kind enough to be gentle, because you genuinely deserve it. Like, you truly deserve it. It's not about dominating. It's not about bringing other people down. But most importantly, it's not about allowing other people to bring you down. And it's not about allowing people to bring you out of character. Like, I know myself enough to know that when Janelle gets upset, Janelle gets upset. So it's best that Janelle doesn't get upset. So I can't remember the last time I've just actually been incredibly upset, because I don't like to see myself upset. I'm a completely different person when I'm upset. It really exhausts me. Like, even when I had to make the social media post about the cyberbullying, I was so exhausted that I even had to do that. It knocked me off. Like, it knocked me off my balance for a good week, because I had to respond to two people that were so incredibly negative. And I just hate putting myself in a very negative headspace. I felt so exhausted from it. I was like, this is not what I want to do. Like, this is not who I am, and this is not who I want to be around. So having to go to that place where I have to be around people that are used to asserting their dominance and bonding and bullying, it was just a very, very exhausting and debilitating thing for me. And you just need to find a space where you're able to be gentle. I hope that that kindness finds you. And I hope you feel it enough. And I hope you know that you are worthy of it. I hope you know that it requires mental strength. I hope you know that it requires time to really get to know yourself. I hope you understand that it requires you studying yourself. Some of my favorite books I recommend are The Four Agreements. Another one is 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. Another one that I 1000% recommend is More Than Enough by Elaine Welteroth. Another one that I recommend is Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. I'm really big into reading these days. And I just want you to know that you have the capacity to be gentle. And being gentle is not, you can still be dominant, and you can still be great, and you can still be strong. We gotta stop saying gentle is passive aggressiveness. I'm so tired of you know, non-Black women and people reworking it in a way that benefits them, you know, where gentleness only belongs to white women or gentleness only belongs to that category when it's not true. Black women and women of color, we deserve to be gentle. We deserve to live in a society where we can be gentle. And we deserve to also understand and know that the soft life girl is not just the being the Pilates princess. Being a soft life girl is being surrounded around things that make us feel good and that makes us feel loved. We can still be the strong woman that we are because being gentle actually means strength. Thank you guys for tuning in. My name is Janelle Roberts. I absolutely love this episode. I'll see you guys in the next one. Have a great day. Bye.